Newsline. The Indonesian government has announced a deregulation of its import policy on 10 key commodity groups. This move involves the revocation of Trade Ministerial Regulation No. 36 of 2023 and Trade Ministerial Regulation No. 8 of 2024. Indonesian Coordinating Minister for Economic Affairs, Airlangga Hartarto, stated recently, these revocations are a response to global dynamics and an effort to boost national competitiveness. Nusantara Sovereign Wealth Fund, or BPI Danantara, is set to receive financing from foreign banks totaling $10 billion, or about 162 trillion rupiah. This announcement was made by the head of BPI Danantara, Rosan Perkasa Ruslani, in the presence of President Prabowo Subianto and Vice President Gibran Rakabuming Raka during the inauguration of Wisma Danantara in the area of Jakarta. That was Newsline from Voice of Indonesia.
Superstar tur keliling dunia, satu persatu ku tuliskan mimpiku, dari hal terkecil hingga yang paling mustahil. Namun apa artinya ku seberangi samudra bila itu tanpamu tak akan bermakna, karena ku lihat lagi apa yang paling ku nanti. Ternyata kencan pertama kita, bisakah kau mengabulkan tiga permintaanku, permintaanku. Namun jika tiga terlalu banyak, ku mohon satu, jadilah kekasihku. Karena
on my bucket list, you is all I want. Together in the rover till the break of dawn. Cruising down the area, snacking on some caviar. My heartbeat go da-da-da-dum-dum.
Fever, it's getting hot in here, I need a breather. I'm running out of breath, it's just me.
My heartbeat go da-da-da-dum-dum.
Today's Music Corner presents a song titled Aku Tanpa Kamu Tanpa Aku or I'm Without You Without Me. Budi Syahbudin Syukur, or known as Budi Doremi, is an Indonesian singer from Serang, born September 19, 1984. He started his career in 2012 by releasing a single titled Doremi. Since then, his name has been known as Budi Doremi. In November 2024, Budi Doremi released a song with Anggi Marito titled Aku Tanpa Kamu Tanpa Aku. According to Budi, Anggi is good at diving into the emotions needed and conveying them perfectly in a song. In addition, Anggi's vocal color and song themes are in harmony with Budi Doremi. The song tells about regret when a relationship has to end and you have to live without the beloved one. Well, listener, this is Aku Tanpa Kamu Tanpa Aku by Budi Doremi and Anggi Marito. Enjoy!
Seandainya kita lebih lama bertahan, tak berhenti untuk mencoba, mungkin cerita kita akan berbeda. Seandainya aku sedikit lebih kuat mempertahankan keyakinanku pada dirimu yang mulai lelah karena mereka tak sampai hati aku merelakan kenyataan ini. Meskipun hatiku selalu meminta kamu untuk kembali, bagaimana aku tanpa kamu, kamu tanpa aku, hanya Tuhanlah yang maha tahu. Sedikit lebih kuat mempertahankan keyakinanku pada dirimu yang mulai lelah karena mereka tak sampai hati aku merelakan kenyataan ini.
Banyuwangi is one of the most exotic cities in East Java. Being the easternmost city in Java makes the city always collect the very first leafy light of sunrise in Java. Banyuwangi is also lushly green, yet densely populated. As a less popular tourism destination, Banyuwangi in fact has plenty of hidden gems, one of which is Pancur Beach. This beach is part of the regions of Alas Purwo National Park and is located near the Pancur Resort, around 5 kilometers from Rowobendo Post or the entrance gate of Alas Purwo National Park, or 3 kilometers from Triangulasi. The name Pancur came from a water course or waterfall flowing directly to the sand and the sea. Pancur Beach possesses a long coastline with a medium wave and white ground that is suitable for family camping. Sunset is the most perfect time to visit this place, as we can enjoy the captivating view from this place. When you arrive at the location, you will see the staircases that will lead you to the destination. A small freshwater river, which forms a mini waterfall and flows to the ocean, exists not far from the beach. That's why the beach is called Pancur. There are various activities that you can do in this beach, such as renting a fisherman's boat to cross further and taking a sight of the ocean. The sloping contour of the beach with its soft beach sand makes you want to set up a camp there. While enjoying the panoramic view of the blue sea and the clear sky, you can set a bonfire to cook the foods that you brought. Also, high waves can also be a playground area. If you want to cross the ocean further, the boats of local fishermen are available for rent, so that you can enjoy and take pictures of the high seas. Not far from the beach, you can also find resorts that provide rooms and decent facilities, such as restaurant, cafe, and many more. If you want to visit the beach, we suggest you use a private vehicle, such as a car or motorcycle, as there is still no public transportation that can take you to the location. You can just drive your vehicle to Alas Purwo National Park and register yourself at Rowobendo Post before you can reach the Pancur Beach, which is located 2 kilometers from the entrance.
Stop. kenapa terulang lagi kisah yang sama, jatuh di salah yang sama, selalu jatuh cinta padanya yang tak cinta. Namun mengapa aku paksa? Apa ini cinta atau hanya sekedar maya? Apa rasa ini hanya sementara saja? Ku harus sadar diri tak harusnya begini. Masih keras kepala aku mencintai saat kau telah bilang kita tak akan panjang. Harusnya dari dulu ku hilang
kerasnya kepala.
Ku pernah menjadi paling jatuh hati, tak pantas aku dicintai. Apa ini cinta atau hanya sekedar hayal? Apa rasa ini hanya sementara saja?
Of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast via shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and via streaming on voanews.id and RRE Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you. Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Here is keyword of the day. Only those who dare to fail are brave enough to start anew. A quote by Sukarno. Sukarno is the first president of Indonesia. He is famous as a charismatic founding father with eyes for the future and opportunities. Well, listener, that's quote of the day from Voice of Indonesia.
Hadiri, ku memutar waktu. Setiap hari jadi sandaran ternyaman saat ku lemah, saat ku lelah. Oh, tersadar ku tinggal sendiri. Thank you.
VOL listener, you're enjoying a hit single by Indonesian young talent Keisha Lefronka, Tak Ingin Usai or Don't Wanna Be Over. But unfortunately, this show has to be over. But don't worry, because Indonesia Today keeps on airing till 6 p.m. Western Indonesia time. But for the morning session, we only have about 27 minutes left. So I'm Rahma. Really, thank you for joining us since 6 a.m. And I hope the next segment of Indonesia Today will keep cheering you up, lifting up your spirit with various interesting information, updates, programs, music, everything's from Indonesia. Stay tuned. Keep tuning in only on voinews.id, RRI Digital Mobile App Channel, VOI. And later, my friend Faisal will be taking over this show. Now it's time for us to present you the last message, or in Indonesian we call it Pesan Terakhir by Liodra.
Aku coba terus bertahan tentang cinta yang ku rasa ku mencinta kau tak cinta tak sanggup ku terus bertahan. Ku tak berhak untuk terus memaksamu, memaksamu mencintaiku sepenuh hati. Aku kan berusaha untuk melupakanmu, tapi terimalah permintaan terakhir. Genggam tanganku sayang, dekat
Voice of Indonesia.
One thing that crosses Indonesian people's mind when they hear the word North Sumatra, Toba Lake. The beauty of this freshwater lake that is notable as the deepest lake in the world is really fascinating. The friendliness of its people becomes one of the aspects that makes tourists stay in a bit longer. However, one thing that is always lingered in the ears is the beat of Bataknese music, which pumps people's spirit to explore this land. Hasapi is one of the traditional musical instruments of Batak people. This is the evidence that Batak community possesses a high rate of musicality.
Tribute songs of Hasapi musical melody, which is played by Martogi Sitohang. Batak community has recognized music arts for the long time before they knew modern musical instrument like today. One of the popular instrument is Hasapi. Hasapi is played by strumming because it has two strings in general. It is categorized as chordophone. In principle, Hasapi is quite similar to small guitar, but it has two strings only. Hasapi is easily found in Parapat and Samosir Island. This is usually sold to the tourists who visit Toba Lake. Some local merchandise shops sell this musical instrument. Hasapi crafters are a little hard to be found because they are usually also the ones who are skillful in playing the musical instrument. The crafters are ordinarily elder people, and the skills of making Hasapi is passed down to their offsprings. musical instrument is divided into two kinds, Hasapi Ende and Hasapi Doa. Hasapi Ende is the melody carrier instrument, and it is considered as the predominant instrument in Gondang Hasapi Ensemble. Meanwhile, Hasapi Doa has the same principle with Hasapi Ende. However, in the playing, Hasapi Doa acts as the carrier of constant rhythm. The size of Hasapi Doa is a little bit bigger than Hasapi Ende. Irwan Saharahap, as Hasapi musicians, views that Hasapi has its own technique to be
played. Hasapi itu mempunyai teknik tersendiri untuk memainkannya, jadi biasanya
Hasapi has its own technique to be played. Usually, based on tradition, there is the resonator hole in the back of the instrument. The function is to manipulate sound, and it is placed on the stomach. Traditionally, Hasapi has two strings. Actually, there are the variation of two harmony system, which are used in Hasapi. Traditionally, it is played intervally, approximately tres major. Hasapi is a melodic and rhythm musical instrument because it does not apply musical scale. It is used as the escort music. Generally, Hasapi is used for gondang events, like music events or wedding occasion. Hasapi could be used in the gondang music strains, but it can also be played individually. In the various traditions of Batak community, Hasapi is always present to give impression to the ongoing event. Hasapi, made of wood, which is crafted like a boat. This instrument uses two strings. In the earlier times, the strings were made of a fiber material. Now the instrument uses guitar strings. Well, listener, before we review on Hasapi musical instrument, let's listen to the Hasapi musical strains with Batakis musician Martagi Sitohang and Mardi Sihombing in Mardalan Nau.
Lusong, lusong, lusong na walong sa hatutan niya.
songs, from folk songs as well as western songs, although it has only two strings. The tune of strings in Hasapi has two kinds. The first tune matches the basic musical scale. The first string is mi tone. The second one is do. The second tune is known as batak stem. The first string is for re and the second one is for low sol. Hasapi does not own grip like guitar, so it is hard to play it. This thing makes tourists appreciate this Bataknese musical instrument. The instrument can play any song only with two strings. Hasapi is made of a gyre wood which is grown surrounding Toba Lake. Besides, Hasapi is also made from jackfruit stem tree, so Hasapi is easier to be crafted. Besides being easily crafted into musical instrument, jackfruit wood is more durable and long-lasting. Then jackfruit log is dragged as the resonance place for producing sound. Then the place is covered with thin wood. Hasapi is often given the carving ornament to make it look more attractive. Well, listener, that is a short review about traditional musical instrument of Bataknese called Hasapi. We are going to give you another musical strain of Hasapi Doal and Hasapi Ende with Martogi Sitohang.
Voice of Indonesia.
VOA listener, today's edition of Music Corner presents a traditional song from Papua entitled Paik Akori. The song Paik Akori was composed by Arnold Clemens. This Biak language song tells the story of a nomad who misses his hometown. He leaves his hometown to pursue his dreams. He is determined to use his knowledge to develop his hometown, which has beautiful nature. Well, listener, let's enjoy the song from Papua entitled Paik Akori by A User Group. Happy listening!
Barek na paik akori paik veyunya suar muraro Ras veyunya ve sonaya mamsu prikna dairo Yarir ya buro buves aena saray aena yendi sarena Vesup amberi mure mambarek nam bawabi Yor fasinan kamasan kwa maya besoru ya Insaya sari amis kabare sondui kabare Saya kabir, raso ya kabir, rebu besposin sa propayena. Yo maya ke, ya napya mundo mo bayena. Yor fasinan kamasan kwa maya, besoru ya. Insaya sari amis kabare sondui kabare Insaya kaber raso ya kaber bebu besposen sa propaena Yo maya ke ya napya mundo mo baena Barek na paik akori, paik veyunya suar muraro Ras veyunya ve sonaya mamsu prikna dairo Yarir ya buro buves aena, saraya aena yendi sarena Besup amberi mure mambarek nam pawawi Yor fasinan kamasan kwa maya besoru ya Insaya sari amnis kabare sondui kabare Insaya kaber, raso ya kaber, rebu besposen sa propaena. Yo maya ker, ya napya mundo mo baena.